Rabbeinu Yonah, after yesterday we spoke about the bracha that Hashem offers us. We saw both in the area of tshuva and in other areas of Avodas Hashem that even when our capacities are maxed at a certain point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the hand to bring us beyond our capacities, our natural capacities for tshuva, for other areas of Avodas Hashem. That was last night. Then Rabbeinu Yonah shifts into a new point. Says Rabbeinu Yonah that to the extent that a person is me'acher, delays, mis'acher, losha mechatoso, to that extent, yechbad alav ma'od onsho. Each day that a person delays their opportunity to do tshuva, that makes their onesh worse, which is funny, because I would just think that, you know, that makes it harder to do tshuva because you're more sucked into something, you're more accustomed to something. I would think that it's a bad thing, but why? I did Avera X, and I didn't do tshuva day 1, 2, 3, 4. So my punishment for that same Avera X is going to be worse on day 4 than it would be on day 1? Apparently, yes. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says, that the fact that there was a delay each day gets a further and further harsh punishment. Why? Rabbeinu Yonah explains. Kihu yodaya, this person knows. Ki yotza ketzef alav. He knows that Hashem is angry. Not just that, but on the other hand, he knows v'yesh lo manos. He has an escape hatch, an escape valve, sheyesh lo, that a person could run to. Lanos shama, you could escape into that escape hatch and be saved from this. What's that escape hatch? The escape hatch, of course, is tshuva. And nevertheless, the person still stands b'merido with his defiance and stays with his ra. The zabal lashon, he omei b'merido. He stands in his defiance and his rebelliousness, for he know and he's maintains bira'aso in his evil. I think there are two points here. Take it or leave it. I could be totally wrong, but every aspect, there are numerous aspects of each chait. One, of course, is the onesh. I'm not talking about that. One is the fact that the person is just did something in defiance, is in rebelliousness to Hashem. There's a separate aspect of chait is that essentially, it's a davar ra. Forget the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry and I'm defying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, but the very fact that I'm involved in something that is defined as ra, chait is defined as ra, so it's like swimming in the gutter. It's like there's a cesspool and it stinks and I just go swimming in it. It's not just that the sign said don't swim in it because whatever, it's against the law. That's true. But separate and aside from that, you're also swimming in a cesspool. So that's, I think, the double aspect of what Rabbeinu Yonah is pointing out, besides the very fact that I'm just going against the law and I'm defying Hashem's will, having just maintaining my stance as not doing tshuva with my averas, but the fact that I am in a bad situation, I'm not trying to escape from that. And I could. I have this tshuva that could save me. Here Rabbeinu Yonah brings a famous story, which is a medrash in Koheles. The story that bothered me I think I mentioned it sometime in the past few months. I don't remember in which shiur it was, and if it was here, or my Shabbos afternoon, or in yeshiva, I'm not really sure. The story is mashal to a group of thieves. Correct me if I spoke about it in this arena, like last week or something. Mashal to a group of thieves who get caught, and they get thrown in the dungeon, and lo and behold, the warden comes to inspect the cells in the prison the next morning, and he sees there's a hole in the ground, and all the prisoners have escaped, except for, of course, this one guy who didn't escape. So how would we finish the story? So I would finish the story that the warden says, I'm so angry at all those people who escaped. They did something terrible. You were a good guy. You willing to stay here. I'm going to reward you with, I don't know, you'll get an upgrade. You'll get, free cable or something in your cell. That's what I would think should be the end of the story. That's not how the story ends in the Medrash. The story says the warden comes and finds that there's a machteris, that everybody has escaped, and this fellow is still here. Vayachoso b'mateo, he beats him with his stick. Amar lo, he says to him, halo machteris chasur lefanecha. The escape channel, the escape tunnel is dug. Ve'ech lo miharta, and why didn't you rush himalei tanafshecha to run to save your life? So again, I just don't understand. If I was the warden, I'd be happy that there's at least one guy still here. Why did the warden beat him? That's the question that I was always bothered by. And I don't remember where I saw it, but I think there's a very simple answer that I saw somewhere. And that is because we just explained that part of every aver is also a certain act of defiance, of mered, If a person is punished for something, and it doesn't bother them that they're punished, that means that they don't realize that there's anything wrong with what they did. So therefore, it's not just the fact that you had the choice to run away and you didn't, it's that you had the opportunity for tshuva, it's that you don't feel that there's anything wrong with where you are. I think that sentiment might reflect a lot of our attitudes right now, in that we are where we are, but we don't even realize, we don't even feel the fact that it's a problem. We don't realize that, we're in trouble. We just go on along our happy days and ignore the fact that a week from now is Yom HaDin. So I think that message of realizing being in this place where other people had the opportunity to flee and we're just still stuck there, hopefully that should encourage us to do tshuva and be zocha, b'din, b'ezus Hashem.